Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Eric McElroy, Shannon Thomas. Again, a big thank you to Claymont Wrestling Coach Eric Tokunen for joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show to talk about his remarkable 35-year career as head coach at Claymont. But we're going to transition into a little bit of basketball now and talk girls basketball with one of the hottest teams in the area, and with an interview with New Philadelphia head basketball coach Tracy Payne and Miss 1,000 Point Club Aaliyah Prince. And Coach, we'll start off with you and your season so far: 15-2, 10-0 in the ECOL. You guys have won 13 in a row. You won two, you lost two, and then I ain't losing anymore is what you thought, right?
Yeah, we had a really tough beginning of our season, so we knew that we had to come ready to go, and our sports in the fall had a lot of success. So we actually got a little late start practice-wise, but the girls got in gear, and after our second loss, they decided no more.
Well, that second loss was not a bad loss. I mean, it's one of the best teams in the state of Ohio, but you know what? I think as a coach, you know, this is your second year as a head coach. You learned under Matt Vall, which, you know, we know he does good things with the boys side of New Philadelphia. But when you lose, I think you learn more about your team then than when you win. Am I right?
Yeah. We talked about learning from the loss and hating to lose. So those two losses weren't bad for us. It was a way to, we came off a really good summer. The girls played well in the summer and had a lot of success. So in order to come in and kind of get our eyes opened a little bit and learn from getting knocked down was good for us for this rest of the season.
Coach, it looks like you're a first half team on both sides of the ball. You score a lot in the first half and you hold your defense is really good in the second half to put them in a hole, so to speak, the other team. But, you know, the second half you're just as good on the offensive side of the ball. Why is that?
We talk about trying to play four quarters and playing the whole time. So we challenge our girls, if they can go in and go as hard as they can possibly go for 2 or 3 minutes, then we want them to go for 2 or 3 minutes instead of coasting for 4 or 5, giving us really hard 2 or 3 minutes, coming out, getting 30 seconds, getting a minute off, and then going again. And I think it kind of helps them to be able to play all four quarters and to continue to play at that tempo.
Joe, you mentioned we have a 1,000-point scorer in the room.
We do.
That'd be wrong. We actually have two 1,000-point scorers in the room. Coach, you yourself, you did it in Danville, right? Is that where you went?
Yes.
Okay, I was a Blue Devil.
She went to Danville. So you know a little bit about it, right?
Yes,
you know
I do.
Did you give anybody some advice as she was on her journey to 1,000?
Yes, it was actually, it kind of helped.
I shocked you
as
with that,
a player,
didn't I?
Yes. But it helped as a player because I had one experience when I was in high school, and I had a completely different experience with it when I did it in college. So being able to give her two different experiences of, it's a big accomplishment, but it's a small goal for where she wants to go.
Now, did you do it as a junior or a senior?
No, I did it as a senior.
last game of your senior career?
Oh, not quite the last, but it was a senior year.
1 point to go at the free throw line. Yeah.
No time on the clock. The game.
Hey, Aaliyah, hop in here real quick. Joe brought up that game when you guys took on Jackson. He mentioned one of the best players in the state, which is Taylor Mikesell. Is that how you say her last name, Mikesell? Is that how you say? Okay, Mikesell, I'm sorry. But you had to, what, guard her, you said, maybe for a couple minutes in that game, was it, right?
Yeah, for like 2 or 3 minutes.
And then I'm sure you shut her down those 2 or 3 minutes, right?
Oh, you can say that. Yeah.
Very nice. But hey, what's it mean to you, 1,000 points, even just in your junior year, still a year to go, right?
Well, it makes me feel like accomplished, like one small goal. It's like something I've been striving for, like since like eighth grade. But like it also like keeps me like humble to like that I can accomplish more in my life, like especially like my senior year. Like it like makes me want to like go harder, work harder, and achieve more.
And I'm sure Coach would preach, you know, teamwork and all that stuff. So you guys, I'm sure, have your eyes on a bigger prize this year, right?
Our goal is to go to state.
Yeah.
We have several goals. Our goal is to beat Dover, of course, win the ECOL sectionals and everything like that. The best, our like saying is like humble and hungry. So we come out there ready, always ready to go.
Talk about a girl who has her priorities straight: to beat Dover and win the ECOL. So that's, what else do you need?
Aaliyah, talk to us a little bit about, I saw a team stat here and want a stat from you individually, but the first, a team stat. You guys are getting 17.5 steals a game.
Yes.
Oh, my. And you get four a game. So that is crazy. 17 and a half steals. Is it just the pressure that you – I mean, is it a four-court pressure? Is it a half-court? How do you guys, you know, inflict that much pain on defensive side with those 17 and a half steals a game?
Well, we do a lot of shell defense in practice, actually, where coach is always getting us getting in the passing lanes and working hard on that. And also we run a lot of, like, full white – full man, which is called Wyatt for us, and we work really hard on, like, pressure defense, and, like, we zigzag our players and, like, frustrate them, so that way when they make a pass, they're making the pass frustrated, so, like, we can get in the passing lanes to steal.
Gotcha. And you know, this is only your second year with Coach Payne. You had 1 year with Coach Vol. You know, how has Coach Payne developed you as a player?
With Coach Payne, I had, like, a better relationship with her. So, like, it was easier to talk to her about things, like, I wanted to work on. It was, sure, like, easier to come in and ask her for help on stuff that I needed to work on. And she really keeps me accountable, like, on things that I need to do. So, like, it was, like, the relationship that I had with her really helped with developing, like, my players.
Hey, Coach Payne, hop back in here if you can. What's been the key to your winning streak here? How many did you say
13.
In a row? 13 in a row. What would you say has been the key behind that?
I think the biggest thing is, like she said, we want to be humble and hungry. So the girls know, like, even when we come off of a win, we look at where can we improve. And they come in the next day in practice, like, we didn't make this goal, or we have small goals that we set for each day. And so they know they have to come in and get ready to go for bigger and better things, and to look down the road once we go game by game and know that we have the tournament coming up. The girls just do a very good job at knowing that there's always something we can improve on.
And then tomorrow at Meadowbrook, that's at 2:30. And then Monday is actually senior night for you guys, right? That should be a special night. How many seniors on the squad this year?
It is, yes. We have two seniors.
Okay.
We have a young group. So with 27 girls in the program, we have two seniors.
Wow.
But Meg Maurer, who facilitates everything on the floor, and she's our point guard. And then Anna Wang, who comes off the bench. And actually, she's only played basketball 3 years and has developed a lot of skill to be able to contribute to our team as well.
By the way, that's Louisville on a senior night. And I'm sure, Aaliyah, you want to send the seniors out on a very positive note, that being you still have one more home game after that against Dover, but senior night, I'm sure you send them out on a right note.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Coach, I do notice with all the minutes that your players play, everybody but essentially one person on your team has significant minutes each game. You know, they're averaging 4.5 all the way up to, you know, 22 minutes a game. That's pretty impressive. You know, you get 10, 12 deep, and you go to tournament time, and you have all that experience. How does that help your team?
That's one thing. Another thing that's helped us, because there has been some games where we've gotten into foul trouble and other people have accepted different roles than they do on a regular basis. But one thing is, when we can rotate those girls, we can continuously play as fast as we play, where some other teams, depending on personnel on the floor, they have to slow down, they have to change the way they play. And for the last couple years, we kind of strive to, every girl plays every position. So it doesn't matter 1 through 5 where you normally play. You could be a 1 and get stuck in a 5 position and just go with it.
Sure.
Do your best and don't hesitate and go from there. So that's been something that's helped us out greatly this season.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of a busy prep day for you. I know, getting ready to play Meadowbrook tomorrow, and I got to go to the boys' game tonight and support the Quakers there at the high school. But we appreciate you taking time, coming over, talking to us about your great season. We look forward to following you in the tournament, and hopefully we can talk about you when you're in Columbus here in a couple months.
That would be great.
Yep.
That's girls basketball coach for New Philadelphia, Tracy Payne, and her star standout junior, Miss 1,000 Point Club, Aaliyah Currents, joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show.